He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the Sunnah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Alhamdulillah, throughout this series we are talking about the Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We are looking at his life through various angles and lenses and trying to see the different qualities and traits that he possessed which made him so successful that he has left such a legacy behind that even today, centuries upon centuries later, people still remember him. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a known fact, we can see it around us, that once a person dies, once a person passes away, within moments that individual is forgotten. Some people, they are remembered until they are buried. Up until that point, people remember who they are and remember them. But as soon as they are buried, when people go back, they get busy with their own lives. They forget who that individual was who they just buried, even if they were close to him. Maybe some people might be lucky that they are still remembered for moments after that. Even if they are remembered for a year or 2 years after that, they are lucky. Because the majority of people are not remembered for that long. But if they are, maybe they remember for a generation or two generations, maybe 100 years, but no one is remembered for more than that. At that point, everyone forgets who that individual was. Everyone forgets what that individual used to do, how he used to behave, what job he had, what his qualities were, what his characteristics were, how he used to behave with people, how he used to interact with people, what his social status was. All of these things, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, are forgotten. But there are some special people that they are not only remembered 100 years later, but centuries upon centuries later, they are still remembered. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the reason for that is what they achieved in their life. Those individuals who achieved something big in their life, who left a legacy behind, they are remembered centuries upon centuries later. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is one such personality. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is from amongst the Taba'een, i.e. he met and spent time with the companions of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was around in that era. But even today, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he is still remembered. People still talk about him. People still study about him. They want to read books about his life. They want to read books about what he did, what he achieved, what his characteristics were. People love listening to scholars talk about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, so that they can understand what made this individual so great. What made him that individual who possessed so many qualities that made him so successful, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And the purpose of this series, The Blessed Life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, is to act upon one saying of the leader and the founder of the Hanbali school of thought. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the leader of millions and millions of Hanbalis, he says, when you see that an individual has devotion, has love towards Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and then he arranges the mention of his qualities and he spreads those qualities, that will only result in goodness for him. So with this intention, that we want goodness for ourselves, we want goodness for all the viewers of Madani Channel, we want goodness for all the Muslims around the world. Throughout this series, we will be talking about the qualities and characteristics, the attributes of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, firstly trying to bring this passion within us and inspiration within us so we can follow in his blessed footsteps, but then also to spread them to all the Muslims around the world, to all the viewers of Madani Channel, so we too can take inspiration from his blessed life and start to follow in his footsteps and try to follow in the legacy that he left behind and try to take that legacy forward as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's episode, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are going to be talking about a certain quality of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which no doubt led to his success in this world and will lead to a success in the hereafter as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this quality is such a quality that is missing from many of us in today's day and age. And if we bring it within us, we will see success in this world and in the hereafter. We will see, if we understand this quality, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will see what made Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and our pious predecessors so successful? What allowed them to leave such a legacy behind? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we adopt this quality as well, we too can follow in their footsteps. We too can follow in their legacy. We too can become a source of inspiration for others. We too can be successful in this world and in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is that quality? That quality is contemplating on the hereafter. That quality is contemplating about the grave. That quality is contemplating about the day of judgment. That quality is contemplating about heaven and hell. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will see in today's episode how Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh used to think about the hereafter, how he used to contemplate about the hereafter. We will then look at some incidents from our past predecessors, how they used to contemplate on the hereafter, and my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Then we will look at how this differs for us, how we are different to this, and what steps we need to take to become like them, and how important it is to fear Allah Almighty, how important it is to contemplate on our hereafter so that we can achieve success in this world and in the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, I want to start by mentioning one incident from the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, which highlights this quality he had, that no matter the situation, no matter what had happened to him, no matter what scenario he is in, he always finds a way to link it to the hereafter, and he always finds a way to make that a reminder for himself for the hereafter. It's mentioned that once Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and the caliph of the time, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, they were traveling somewhere together, and there was a group with them, and they were traveling somewhere. And in those days, how they used to travel was on camels or horses, and the people who were traveling would send their luggage and tents and whatever need they needed for the travel or the stay forward ahead of them. So they would send workers or servants or other employees forward with their luggages or with their tents or their belongings. They would send them forward to where they're going to spend the night, and they would have everything ready for them while when they arrive. And in this situation, everyone who was traveling had sent tents and their belongings and the things they would need forward with those slaves or employees. And when they got there, everything was set up for them and everyone went into their own tent. But in that group, there was one individual who hadn't sent anything forward. He didn't send the tent forward, so it was not already up for him. He didn't send his belongings forward, so they were not there waiting for him. And at this point, the individual who hadn't sent anything forward, he went and he sat under a tree. And he was sat there and he was crying and crying and crying. And the caliph of that time, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he said to his ministers or his workers, those who were with him, that go and find Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That go and find him, I don't see him anywhere. And they said, they went to find him and they saw that he was sat under a tree crying, and they came and told him. And the caliph said, he didn't send anything forward. He didn't send the tent, that's why he sat there. That is why he's possibly crying. But then when Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he came and he was called and he was asked that, why are you sat under a tree? Why were you sat under a tree crying? And he said, everybody else sent their tents and their belongings forward. So when they arrived here, they had somewhere to go. They had something for them. I didn't send anything. So I had nothing when I arrived here. And maybe the way you're thinking, those individuals were thinking as well, that why are you crying over a tent or some belongings here? You can set it up now, even though it wasn't here for you before. You can set it up now. But that was not the reason why he was crying, my dear viewers on Madani channel. That was not the reason why he was upset. So you know, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he wasn't upset that he hasn't got a tent here or he hasn't got his belongings set up for him already here. Why was he crying? He says that this incident, it reminded me of the Day of Judgment. That on the Day of Judgment, people will only get what they sowed in this world. People will only get that which they worked for in this world. People will only get that which they sent forward in this world. Like in this incident, people who sent their tents and belongings forward, they had something when they arrived at that destination. In the same way, he was thinking that the Day of Judgment is going to happen. It is our destination in one way. That we are going to go there, but only those who have sent something forward for that day will have something on that day. I am fearful, like today, I didn't send anything forward here, that on that day I will have nothing as well. I have not sent anything forward for that day, for the Day of Judgment. That is why I am crying. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, this one incident, this one thought of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it's enough for all of us. It's enough for all of us to see the level of fear he had for the punishment in the hereafter. It is enough for all of us to see how much he reflected and contemplated about the hereafter. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, now let's contrast that with us. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had so much fear of the Day of Judgment, of what is going to happen on that day, that one incident in his life made him start crying thinking about that incident. Now, if we were in this situation, would this incident remind us of the Day of Judgment? Or would we start panicking that we have not set anything forward for this day, i.e. this day where everyone else has got their tents up, this place where we have traveled to, everyone else has their belongings here, but I don't. Which of the two things would make us cry? Which of the two things would we be more worried about? It's a point to reflect on, my dear viewers of Madani channel. We know that the Day of Judgment is going to happen, my dear viewers of Madani channel. We know that is not the day of action, that is the day of results. On that day, we will know who is successful and who is not. On that day, either we will be honored and allowed to enter paradise through the mercy of Allah Almighty, or we will see the justice of Allah Almighty and be dragged to the fire of hell. But on that day, my dear viewers of Madani channel, even if we want to do something, we can't do anything. Why? Because the place of action is this world. If we want to do something, we have to do it now. We can't wait till then. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just ponder, in reality, what is the Day of Judgment? What do we know about the Day of Judgment? Our pious predecessors, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is a shining example of this. In this example, he had one incident which reminded him of the Day of Judgment. And he sat crying and crying and crying, thinking of the Day of Judgment. That's how much fear he had of this day. We hear that the Day of Judgment will come, the Day of Recompense will come, this day will come. But it doesn't have any effect on us. Maybe because we don't understand the significance of this day. My dear viewers of Madin channel, on the Day of Judgment, it's said that this day will be 50,000 years long. One day will feel like 50,000 years long. On that day, the floor will be made of copper. The sun will only be a mile away from us. The sun at the moment, it is said, is facing its back towards us. On that day, it will be facing us. Just this, forget everything else, my dear viewers of Madani channel, which is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. Just this should strike fear into our hearts about that day. That here, when it's over 40 degrees or it gets a bit hot, we struggle. We need the fans on. We need the air conditioning on. We think, oh, it's too hot. I can't sit here. But this heat is nothing, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when you compare it to the heat of the Day of Judgment. The sun will only be a mile high. The floor will be made of copper, so it will conduct even more heat. It will be even hotter. People will be drowning in their sweats. This is just the heat, the temperature of that day. Then, if we look, everyone will be worried about themselves. Here in this world, if we have a problem, if we have an issue, our families are there, Our mothers are there, our fathers are there, our brothers are there, our sisters are there, our friends are there. People are there for us. But on that day, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, there will be no one there for us. Mothers will run away from their children. Fathers will run away from their children. Children will run away from their parents. Friends will run away from their friends. Everyone will run away from one another. There will be no one there to help us. The way in this world we have people there to help us, to save us. There will be no one there on the Day of Judgment, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, except for one person. There will be one person. Everyone who we have in this world, our friends, our families, none of them will be there. Only the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be there to save us. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will save us on that day as well, inshallah. But my dear viewers on Madani Channel, the point is, how much do we reflect on that day? How much do we think about the Day of Judgment? When Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he sits and he reflects on that day. That what have I sent forward for that day? When is the last time we did that? Or are we stuck in this comfort zone that yes, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will save us? Are we stuck in this comfort zone that we'll see what happens on that day? Are we stuck in these comfort zones? Or are we like our pious predecessors who knew the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that he is there for his ummah on the Day of Judgment, but they were still scared of that day. They were still scared of how they will be held to account on that day. They were still scared of what they have sent forth for that day. Are we like them or not? Are we following in the footsteps of our pious predecessors or not? Are we reflecting on what we have sent forward or not? May Allah Almighty allow us to be those who truly reflect on the Day of Judgment, what the Day of Judgment is. Allow us to understand or have a grasp of understanding of what the Day of Judgment is, and allow us to work towards having success in the hereafter as well. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, one reason why we don't reflect on the hereafter, one reason why we are lost and we are living in heedlessness, one reason why we don't actually sit and contemplate about what is going to happen to us in the grave, what is going to happen to us on the Day of Judgment, is because at a certain point, maybe we have lost certainty in that day. Maybe at some point we have lost certainty that that day will come. Maybe we have got this cloth over our eyes, this blindfold on, that this world will last forever. And I'll give you an example. You know, when our pious predecessors were told about when they used to do something wrong, or people used to perceive that they've done something wrong, and they would say to them, "Fear Allah," they would fall unconscious, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. They would hear this sentence, "Fear Allah," and they would fall unconscious, because they truly had fear of Allah Almighty. When they were told, "This is a sin, don't do this, this is wrong, you will be held to account in the Day of Judgment, you will be held to account in the hereafter," they used to fall unconscious. They used to cry so much that they would fall unconscious. But what is our state? If we are seen to be doing something wrong and somebody corrects us, they tell us to fear Allah, or this is wrong, what is the common response that we see? "Who are you to judge me?" My dear viewers of Madani Channel, just reflect on this sentence. The individual who is telling you are doing something wrong, if he is sincere, he is doing something good for you. He is doing something good for us by telling us. Because we know we are doing something wrong. It has been pointed out to us. We can reflect on that and stop doing that. We can ask for repentance for that and stop doing that, so we are not punished for that in the hereafter. But look at the response. "Who are you to judge me? Only Allah can judge me." Now imagine Allah does hold you to account. Imagine Allah does judge you. If Allah judges, we are lost, my dear viewers. We have no hope. We will, without a shadow of a doubt, be punished and sent to the fire of hell. Because if we receive Allah's justice, we deserve the fire of hell. We can never do justice. We can never thank Allah Almighty enough for the bounties He has blessed us with. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, one thing which our scholars, our pious predecessors have mentioned, one way of having this ability or this quality of being able to reflect on the hereafter, having this quality and ability to fear what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment, having this ability to actually do good deeds and pass actions forward so we have something in the hereafter, is that they say, if you have love for this world, if you prefer this world over the hereafter, you will struggle to do actions for the hereafter. You will struggle to reflect on actions for the hereafter. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we see that we are lost in this world. And we see that every single individual, or the majority of individuals, to be careful, I'll say the majority of individuals rather than everyone, we are worried about this world and we don't really have any worry about the hereafter. If our world is okay, if our worldly matters are okay, we are okay. If our hereafter matters are not given that care or duty, we're not too bothered as long as our worldly affairs are okay. But as soon as our worldly affairs go a bit astray, then we start worrying and panicking. Whereas if we were committing sins, we don't have that same worry or panic. But if our bank balance goes down a little bit, if our wage goes down a little bit, if our income goes down a little bit, we have that panic or worry. And the reason for this is preferring the world over the hereafter. And I'll give you one example where this is seen clearly. Even though we might say it from our tongues, that no, we prefer the hereafter over this world, but our actions say something else. When an individual has the choice to study Islamic knowledge or worldly knowledge, which preference is generally given? Where do the children want to go? Where do the youngsters want to go? Where do the parents want their children to go? If you have two options, you have Jamiatul Madina to become, study the Alim course, the Darsi Nizami course, to become a scholar on one side, or you have a course to become a doctor, to become an engineer, to become an accountant, to become a solicitor, to become a businessman, a successful businessman on one side. Which one would the children choose? Which one would the youngsters choose? Which one would the parents choose for their children? And let's not do it. Let's actually reflect on this question. That if we have this choice, with our tongues, which one would we say? And then with actions, which one would we say? With our tongues, the majority of us would say, I want to become a scholar. I want my child to become a scholar. But with our actions, we don't choose Jamiatul Madina. We don't choose this path of seeking Islamic knowledge. We choose the path of becoming an accountant. We choose the path of becoming a doctor. We choose the path of becoming a solicitor. And we push our children to worldly education. Why? Because we prefer the world over the hereafter. And that is the ground reality. That is the reality. We can make 1,000 excuses of why we choose this education over the worldly education over Islamic education. But the ground reality, what it boils down to, is love of the world instead of love of the hereafter. The common excuse given is, if I study Islamic sciences or my child studies that, how will he earn wealth? But if he studies worldly sciences, it is easier for him to earn wealth. And that is, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, an example of preferring the world over the hereafter. But this mindset, this mentality that if I study the worldly education, I'll get everything in this world and I won't get the hereafter, this mindset is wrong. If you think by studying worldly education you will get the world, by neglecting the hereafter you will get the world, you are mistaken, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And if you think if I chase after the hereafter, if I chase after paradise, if I chase after working towards the good hereafter, then I won't get the world. Again, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are wrong. Allah Almighty states in the glorious Quran, translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman, whosoever seeks the harvest of the hereafter, we increase his harvest for him. And whosoever seeks the harvest of this world, we grant him a part of it, but he has no share in the hereafter. I.e., whoever works for the hereafter, we will grant him the dunya anyway. But whoever works for the dunya, he will not have any share in the hereafter. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the scholars explain this concept through a beautiful, beautiful example. They say, imagine the sun is the hereafter, is a good hereafter, after is paradise. And imagine your shadow is the world, is the dunya. And they say, now face the sun, i.e. face paradise and run towards it. When you face it and you run towards it, where's your shadow? is behind you. So in the example, paradise, a good hereafter is in front of you. You run towards that. Your shadow, the world, will follow you. It will fall at your feet anyway. You're chasing the hereafter, the world will fall at your feet automatically. But flip it. Turn your back to the sun. I turn your back to the hereafter. Now where's your shadow? It's in front of you. The dunya in this example is in front of you. Chase it. The quicker you go after it, the further and further it will go. The more you walk, the further it will go. The quicker you go, the quicker the shadow will go. I.e., the quicker you go after the dunya, the quicker the dunya will go away from you. You will never get it. And now look, now you are running away from the sun. You are running away from paradise, chasing the world. You've not caught the dunya, you've not caught your shadow. And you're going further and further, further from the sun, further and further from paradise. If you chase the dunya, you will get nothing. If you chase the akhirah, if you chase paradise, if you chase the pleasure of Allah Almighty, you will get that, and you will get that dunya automatically as well. The great commentator of the Quran, the cousin of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he explains the verse I mentioned previously. And he says, he who prefers this world over the hereafter has no share in the hereafter, and hell awaits him. His worry for this world will not change what is destined for him. So my dear viewers of Madinah, from this we learn as well, whatever sustenance and wealth we are going to gain in this world, it is already predestined for us. We will get that no matter how much we work for it. It is written for us, it will come to us. If we choose to study Islamic sciences, if we choose to become scholars of the religion, we will get that same amount of wealth that has already been written for us than if we went to the worldly sciences and became accountants and doctors and solicitors and businessmen. That wealth we would have gained from there, we will gain from here anyway. We have already predestined the wealth that we will gain in this world. Now it is our choice how we gain that wealth. Now we all want success. And we all have different measures of success. Some people think having a good business is success. Some people think having a good bank balance is success. Some people think having a good job is success. Some people think having good education is success. Some people think having an easy life is success. Some people think having a good family around them is success. Some people think having their parents pleased with them is success. Some people think living a long life is success. One of the qualities mentioned about those who are successful is that they are certain about the hereafter. And now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we might all be thinking, we are all certain of the hereafter. We all know the hereafter is going to happen. So we're all successful. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's scratch past the surface a little bit. What does certain about the hereafter actually mean? Is it just in words or is it in actions? Now I'm going to mention a few incidents from our pious predecessors and how they used to reflect on the hereafter, and then compare that with how we reflect on the hereafter, or how we have a lack of reflection on the hereafter. Then we will see the difference of what having certainty about the hereafter actually means. It's mentioned about Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that whenever he would come, he would appear as if he has just come from burying a close friend. Now when you bury someone who is close to you, you are upset, you are sad. He said, when this individual mentioned, whenever I saw him, or whenever Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came, it looked like he had just buried his closest friend. He lived, and he says about him, he lived his life as though a fire was over his head. This is, he's describing how he lived his life. He would awaken every moment, every day, as though he has just seen the Day of Judgment. And one day somebody actually asked him, that how are you? And he replied, a person who is on a sinking ship in the middle of the ocean is in a better condition than me. And he asked, why? Why do you say such a thing? You're a great wali of Allah. You're so pious, you worship so much. Why do you say this? And he answers, I am sinful and I am unaware of whether my good deeds are accepted or not, or if they will be thrown in my face. So again, he's reflecting on the hereafter. And because he reflects so much about the hereafter, because he is so sure about the hereafter, he gets so upset and he lives his life as though he is always contemplating the hereafter. is mentioned about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when people were speaking, he was in a gathering and people were speaking. But Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was silent, he didn't speak. And people asked him, "What's wrong? Why are you not talking? Why are you so quiet?" And he replied, "I was thinking about the people of paradise and how they will greet each other with happiness." Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, the people of hell will be distressed. And after he said this, he started crying. Just imagine him, my dear viewers on Madani Channel. He is sat in a room where people are talking. What is he doing? He is, that conversation, that noise is making him think about the hereafter. That in the hereafter, when people will be talking in paradise, they will be calm, they will be happy, they will be at peace. But when they are talking in hellfire, they will be struggling, they will be punished. His day-to-day interactions made him think about the hereafter. When is the last time we were sat in a gathering and that gathering made us think of the hereafter? When is the last time we were sat with our friends, we were talking and we started crying thinking of the hereafter? That, can you imagine this gathering? Will we be together in paradise in the hereafter? Or will we be in hellfire? Can you just sing and thinking and pondering about the hereafter like this? When is the last time we did it? It's mentioned that on one occasion, Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was with his blessed wife. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was crying and crying and crying. Then his blessed wife, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Abdul Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she started crying as well. And they both cried to the point where Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he fell unconscious. He fell unconscious. And when he was asked, "What happened? Why were you crying?" He says, "I remembered how we must stand before Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment and give account for our deeds. So, and I remembered this and I started crying and I fell unconscious out of the fear of this action." And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this happened several times throughout the life of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that we see that he would think about the hereafter and he would start crying. And out of that fear, out of that crying, he would fall unconscious as well. Now, this is because he had certainty in the hereafter. He had fear of the punishment of the Day of Judgment, of the fire of hell. When is the last time we contemplated, we thought about our hereafter in such a way? When is the last time we were thinking about the Day of Judgment and what will happen to us on that day, how we will have to give account, and we started crying? When is the last time in our lives, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if ever, that we did this? If the answer is never, let's start today. Let's make it a habit on a daily basis. At some point in the day, we will sit and we will think about the actions we have done throughout this day. And the purpose of thinking about those actions is because we will be able to reflect about our hereafter as well. We'll see the things that I was supposed to do, like my 5 daily salah, did I do them? Did I smile at my parents? Did I give salam to the Muslims? Did I stay away from backbiting? These type of actions, my dear viewers on Madani Channel, if we reflect on a daily basis, we are ultimately reflecting about our hereafter, because we are reflecting on these actions which will affect our hereafter. And if we start reflecting on those today, those things which we are doing which we shouldn't be doing, or those things which we should be doing and are not doing, we can see them, we can start asking for forgiveness for them, and we can start doing them. Because this world is the place of action. The Day of Judgment is not the place of action. We want success in that life, we want success in the hereafter, then we need to make this world successful as well. And the way of making this world successful is continuously living in a way that our pious predecessors have shown us. Continuously living in a way like Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where the hereafter is always at the forefront of our minds. We always reflect on how our actions in this world will impact us in the hereafter. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this daily reflection is easy in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. The founder of Dawat-e-Islami, the pioneer of Madani Channel, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razawi Ziyai, Hafizahullahu Ta'ala, he has given us this great, great initiative, this great action, this great department of Dawat-e-Islami, this great booklet, this great questionnaire, the Pious Deeds Booklet, or in today's day and age, is available in apps as well. This Pious Deeds Booklet or app, it contains many questions that which need to be answered on a daily basis, some on a weekly basis, some on a monthly basis, and some on an annual basis. And these questions, they are for an individual, him or herself. Nobody else sees the answers to these questions. The purpose of these questions is to reflect on your actions in that day. And you can take yes or no to those questions. And every day when you see the same questions, that today did you do this, did you do this, did you do this, did you stay away from this, did you stay away from this, the things that you're supposed to be doing, if you're ticking no, you will actually think about them, that I need to be doing that. If you didn't do it, is a catalyst for you to ask for forgiveness and start doing it in the future. And if you did it, you can see, I did it, I did it, I did it. And you are reflecting, because the reason you did it is for a good hereafter. So today, my dear viewers of Madini Channel, let's make this intention. That if we don't already fill out this booklet, this app, the Pious Deeds app or booklet, we are going to start doing this on a daily basis. We will use this as a metric to measure how our day has been, if it has been a successful day or not. Normally, we see people think about a successful day as how much profit they have gained in that day. We start filling this out and use this as our metric for success or failure. We will see how many good deeds we have done, how many bad deeds we have done, how much we need to repent, and what we need to do to further improve ourselves as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to understand the qualities of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdulaziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and especially his quality of contemplating on the hereafter. May Allah Almighty allow us to be those who follow in his blessed footsteps, take blessing from his blessed life, and continue in following his legacy that he has left behind. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah. He was a leader of justice, mercy and piety, reviver of the sunnah.